This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Avalanche beat the Wild last night 5-2 in Denver to take a 2-0 series lead in their Western Conference semifinals. Goaltender Philip Gustafson got his first start of the postseason for Minnesota.
It was okay. It was, you know, it's always fun to play when it's high atmosphere and all that stuff to get you going, you know. And then score-wise, it was a tougher start, and, you know, we worked us back into the game there. We won 1 and 2-1, so, yeah.
Game 3 comes Saturday night in St. Paul. The Frost lost in 3 overtimes in Montreal last night, 1-0. Minnesota forward Kelly Panik says they were going for it in OT, but couldn't find the net.
We know in overtime any shot is a good shot, and I think, especially I thought, some of our our depth lines were carrying and they were getting big momentum for us and using the low to high, getting to the net front, which is something just playing simple, right? And those simple shots, when you have people around the net, can turn into dangerous ones. And we just know at that point in the game, any shot can go in, especially if bodies in front of the net.
The best of 5 semifinal series is tied 1-1. Game 3 comes tomorrow in St. Paul. The Wolves are looking to go up 2-0 in their series in San Antonio. It's game 2 tonight. Center Rudy Gobert says they'll adjust after that tight game 1 victory.
Transition. I think we got to do a better job. Yeah, going from one end to another. And yeah, offensively, I think just a little bit of our decision making. But outside of that, you know, we got to keep the same mindset.
Tip time tonight is 8:30. The Twins beat the Nationals in Washington last night in an interleague game 11-3. Taj Bradley got the win after working 6 innings and working his curveball well.
Yeah, it's a put out pitch, but I feel like I'm finding more comfort in landing it and stuff like that to show more value, getting into certain parts to where it's a good offering and a competitive pitch around the zone and stuff like that. So I feel like if I keep doing that and keep honing on my bullpens, I'll be better.
Byron Buxton hit a 3-run homer. Game 2 of the 3-game set is tonight. The Saints won in Las Vegas last night 15-7. They got 3 home runs from first baseman Aaron Sabato. This is MNN Sports.